19 after 4 downtown, and it's time for the high school report. Brought to you by Sweats Tire and First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
Time for our weekly check-in with Mark Kalman of Eastern Maine Sports. Happy Friday to you, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Rich. How's it going?
Oh, my goodness. What a perfect late summer day it is around the state of Maine.
It is. I do remember, though, two weeks ago, we said what a beautiful day it was, and then like 10 minutes after I got off the phone, it was like the biggest rainstorm I ever saw here. Yeah, but anyway, it doesn't look like that's going to happen today.
All right, I won't mention the weather again. I may be a jinx here, but you've got a big one coming up tonight. You're going to be broadcasting the Foxcroft-Freeport game.
Yeah, both 2-0. Class D is statewide this year, so it's no north and south, so everybody's together. Foxcroft's defeated two tough opponents early, Oak Hill and Lisbon, and they're going to play another one tonight. As you mentioned, Freeport, they're top two. They come in at 2-0. This is really their first, real challenge. We're another tough team they're playing, and this should be a lot of fun. And, this Foxcroft offense is something to see. Hopefully anybody that can't get out here tonight can tune into our broadcast either live or later in the week or whatever, because they're they got Austin Seavey and Caden Crocker and Gage Beaudry. They got a lot of weapons, more than you see in a lot of Class D teams. They even have, you don't see this much, Rich, they even got two kickers who can kick it 40 or 50 yards if needed, which you don't see at any level in high school football in the state of Maine.
No, not at all. That's great. It's so good to see that, too, because for so long, Foxcroft was such a dominant team in the area, and it's good for high school football around here to see them playing so well.
No doubt about it. And, they're one of the fortunate ones, and that have, and hopefully it continues tonight. It looks like we're on track, but that have gotten all their games. That's not a common theme so far this year.
No, that's for sure. Another big one taking place right across the river from us tonight at Doyle Field. Brewer Witches playing host to Messalonsky.
Yeah, Messalonsky actually snapped a long losing streak last week, and they're going to look to continue that when they travel to Brewer. But Brewer, it should be a close matchup. But I think they're two pretty even teams, and it should be very interesting there at Doyle Field.
Who are a couple of surprises in the early season in high school football, Mark?
Well, a lot of this is tough to say because, as I said, a lot of teams have played 0-1 games and haven't really got in a lot, but. It's really tough. Waterville in class, eight-man football has been playing really well. Camden Hills, they're going to be a competitor all year. Coney, they're not really a surprise, but they look good. Scott Hegan had a good game with Coney. But, it's a lot harder to tell this year than most years. I mean, they didn't play last year. Plus, a lot of teams haven't played much this year or practice a lot. Herman, for instance, I think they could be good, but really we don't know. They haven't played a game yet, and they're not going to play this week, so it's tough to tell there. But Bangor might be a good one for a surprise because they set up 2-0. They play Scarborough tonight. I think we're going to see where they really stand in Class A with their battle tonight at Scarborough.
Yeah, and it was the first time they'd beaten Lewiston in what, about 7 years?
Yeah. So, a big win. And as I said, though, it's going to get tougher now. Is starting tonight with Scarborough, who's a powerhouse there in Class A. And, you mentioned about Foxcroft. It'll also be good for the high school football if Bangor's back being relevant.
Oh, there's no question about that. Now, do we know yet when they'll be able to get on the brand-new turf at Cameron Stadium?
I don't know. I heard the tracks. Almost done, I think, but I haven't got no official word, so yeah, they haven't played on their home fields yet either, but hopefully soon.
That's awesome. Well, good to see great weather, and hopefully we can get more teams back out there and playing, people doing the right thing, and we can have ourselves, hopefully, a relatively normal second half of the fall season. Of course, for all that's going on, follow Eastern Maine Sports. Tune in tonight as Mark brings you the call for Foxcroft Academy and Freeport. Should be a good one tonight. Mark, thanks as always for joining us. Have a good game, and we'll catch you again next Friday.
All right, Rich. Thank you. Have a good broadcast tomorrow.
Thank you. Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports. Our high school report is brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.